This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The wind is blowing, and depending on where you are in the state, we could be seeing snow. We had rain here in the cities. Just a little bit of snow earlier today, but the winds are certainly howling. Steve Kearney joins us. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Steve, it's March, and that's all.
Hey, good afternoon, Steve.
Yeah.
Everything up in the Northwest is covered with ice. We had an ice storm come, through overnight and then snow. So it's really a mess up here in the Northwest. But the sun is working right now, so I think it's going to improve, and tomorrow should be a lot better.
Yeah. And we're headed in the right direction with some warm days. Now, the one thing I wanted to find out, The trip to the Missouri River, what's the status?
I'm glad you brought that up. I just got back yesterday, and I have a tremendous walleye hangover. It was awesome.
Oh, good deal.
That was my first trip out there, and the first day, typical March weather in the Dakotas, as you know, the first day was 42 degrees, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and really struggled that first day. And then, of course, the second day, it's 72, dead calm, and fishing was fantastic. So, it's all about the weather out there.
Yeah.
If you can hit a sunny day, 70s, with no wind, you're going to catch fish. So it was great. I got the boat out there and worked the bugs out of it, put some hours on the motor, and it was a fantastic trip. It's a long drive, but once you get there, it's nirvana. It just was great to get out there.
Yeah, great stuff. Open water, the Missouri River. And as I've said before, if you get after it from the cities anyway, it's a solid 6 to Chamberlain to the Missouri River. So it is a reasonable drive for sure.
Well, it's reasonable if you're like 25 years old. It's not reasonable when you're
okay,
older.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
But, there's so much room out there. You can go down to Platte. You can go down to Yankton. You can go up to Fort Thompson. You can go up to Mobridge. There's so many options. But right now, those fish are in a pre-spawn mood. They're starting to think about spawning. Water temperatures are like 40. But I'll tell you, I think every farmer in Iowa who's got nothing to do and they're not ready to plant yet, was on the Missouri River. It's like they were everywhere. There was people from Nebraska and Michigan. But, it's the only game in town. It's the only open water right now where people can go. So it's really crowded. But, again, the fishing is so good, and there's so much room, in that whole system. You can get away from the crowds if you have to. But the trick is to get there, the access is early in the morning. And if you're not there by 7:30, you're not going to get a parking spot. That's how popular, the Missouri River is at this time of the year. But I want to go back really bad. It was really fun to get out there. And I'm watching the weather. It looks, 50s, 60s, nothing, you know, really great. But, you know, once you hit those 70s, that's, you know, when the action really happens.
Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. By the way, Steve, you brought up the new motor, et cetera. And I haven't had a lot of new boats in my life. I've had two, actually, and I picked up the new pontoon a year ago. And the guy who brought it to me and delivered it to the landing, and I bought this boat and researched it and so on and so forth. And when we were putting it in the water and getting it ready to go, we talked about the break-in period and so on and so forth. And I had been familiar with that from other boats that I have had over the years. And I said, you really got to tell people that? And he said, you would be surprised how many people roar out of the landing in a brand-new boat and a brand-new motor full bore. He said, if I had a nickel for every time I saw some guy get that brand-new motor into the water and just let her rip. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And, you know, like I say, all motors are different, but there is a break-in period, and you got to take it easy. And I follow the manual religiously when it comes to that stuff.
Well, you know, back in the day, Steve, the old two-stroke motors we used to have, you had to put extra oil in the gas tank and break it in.
Sure.
And, you know, that was really important, you know, in those older motors. But now with these four-strokes, they're just unbelievable. You know, the break-in period back in the day on two-stroke motors was probably 24, 36 hours. But these modern four-strokes, you can break them in 6, 7 hours.
Correct.
You don't have to be quite as, you know, diligent because they're just amazing, you know, fuel injected, and they're just, you know, incredible. I certainly wouldn't run it full bore right away. I ran mine at idle for about 4 or 5 hours first and, you know, varied the speed and, you know, made sure I wasn't going full bore until, you know, maybe 6 or 7 hours after breaking it in. But, you know, these new four strokes, they're pretty bulletproof for the most part.
Yeah. And once again, though, he was just adamant. He said, just follow the manual and you'll be in good shape as far as the break-in period. But, yeah, you're right. Things have changed a great deal. I remember when you bought a car years ago, a new car, there was kind of a break-in period where you had to do certain things with the vehicle. But certainly technology has changed a lot. But congrats on the brand-new boat. Another thing I wanted to get into as the ice fishing season winds down, and this is really true in any season outdoors with any equipment, whatever you use, making sure it's clean and storing it properly is huge.
You know, Steve, I put my stuff away about a week ago, and I'm so glad. I've just had a long season. I'm ready to get it over with. But you know, you just can't take your ice fishing stuff and just throw it up in the rafters and leave it. You really have to take some precautions. You know, you got an auger, for instance, and those blades and the bolts that hold those blades on can get rusted over the summer. And if you want to change blades, you're not going to get those bolts out of those spots. They're going to be rusted in. There's no doubt about it. So you want to spray some WD-40 on those blades, on the inside and the outside of those blades, and get them lubricated really well. And then, you know, put the cover back on and put a little piece of cardboard under there and let it drain. And you'll be good to go for the year. And also the hub houses that we use a lot, which have become very popular, you know, are the type of the tent style. And you need to make sure that those are dried out completely before you put them in storage. And you set them up in your driveway or in your garage and make sure they're totally, you know, dry. And then you make sure you WD-40 the turnbuckles where those rods, you know, intersect. Because if you don't, it's going to get rusted in there and they're not going to work anymore and the house is going to be useless. And, you know, I tell people, don't put that house in, you know, put it away wet or put it in the canvas cover that it comes with. You don't want it in the carrying case. You want it out by itself so it gets air and it breathes, and that keeps the rust away. So those are the two really most important things. And then with your electronics, you want to make sure you disconnect the batteries, take the wires off, and then, you know, store the batteries separately, you know, away from the unit, because those batteries can leak during the year. And, you know, you have to charge them maybe once or twice during the summer just to keep them going, but keep them separate. And you won't have any surprises next fall. So you really got to be diligent, you know, with your ice fishing stuff. You just can't throw the stuff in a corner and leave it, because you're going to have problems, you know, 7-8 months from now.
Yeah, it is so true. Clean and dry and lubricate those metal parts. That is for sure, Steve. Hey, always good to visit with you. Plans in the coming week? You going to lay low? What do you got going on?
You know, it's funny, Steve. I'm just recovering from the 6.5-hour drive and 2 days on the water. And it takes about 36 hours. And now I'm looking at the weather in South Dakota again. Like, I really want to go back. So I'm trying to temper it a little bit and settle down. But, you know, I'm ready to go again. So I'm just going to watch the weather, see how it goes. And, you know, the long term doesn't look that great. 40s, 50s, nothing, you know, great. But going to keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens.
All right, Steve. We'll do it again in 1 week.
All right, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors has been joining us for years here on the weekend. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow afternoon. Rob Dries Line, the Outdoor News, always has a jam-packed show between 5 and 6. Great guests, tons of info. Rob and the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. In a moment, we'll talk Wild as they're clinging to a playoff spot in the NHL's Western Conference. They dropped one in overtime to the Rangers. They get the Blues tonight. Once again, Jez Myers from the Pioneer Press in moments here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, we had golf weather. Today, we have hockey weather here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we do have hockey at Ritter Arena, NCAA tournament, Minnesota and Colgate underway. Gophers trying to get to the Frozen Four. at Ritter Arena. Gopher men, they're just kind of waiting. They're out of the Big Ten tournament. And, oh, by the way, we have the Wild and the Blues tonight in St. Paul. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press, and he covers the club. Yeah, I mean, we could have easily played 18 on Friday, and now today I don't think I'd be out there, Jess.
You know, that's one thing that that John Hines has said, the Wild head coach, about this stretch of games they've got. You know, they're playing a game every other day for about the next 10 days or so, or this in this stretch, because the schedule is more compact this year because they took 2 weeks off for the Four Nations face-off. And it's a busy schedule. And what you're seeing a lot is the Wild are canceling their off-day practices now because, as John Hines said, it's not like we're installing new systems or doing new things at this point. The guys know the way we need to play. The guys know the drill, all of that. So he's giving more days off. And talking to the players, the fact that it's been an early spring really helps because the sun is shining. You can get out of the house. You can get away from the rink and really use rest as a weapon at this time of year when it seems like everybody's a little banged up. You know, everybody's, you know, you're in the thick of the grind here. Everything's a little magnified as you get closer to the playoffs because every point is so important. So interesting stretch of the season for the Wild right now.
Yeah, and a lot of home cooking. And so far, it's been a roller coaster ride. Goals have been at a premium. This is a recording.
You know, what's fun about that is the Wild are playing such solid defense right now. I mean, just not leaky at all. They're getting good goaltending. So, yeah, they're scoring roughly one or two goals a game at most. And that's reflective, again, of, you know, we've talked about it all season, but the guys who are out of the lineup make a difference. There's only so many chess pieces you can take off the table and still expect to do what you want to do. But the one guy I was thinking about today, and I talked to him after their morning skate, Freddie Gaudreau, quietly, 15 goals this year. You know, they keep talking about the next man up and we got to just fill the gaps and all that. And he's one guy who's truly doing that in a role that he's not used to. So stories like that are kind of fun when you get the step-up player.
All right, we've talked all season long, and we're grateful for your time as always, Jess. Injuries have been a reoccurring theme. Is anybody on the comeback trail? Can the Wild look for a jolt to the lineup?
Well, the good news is the last 3 days, Jonas Brodin, the defenseman who's been out for, you know, a couple stretches now, he's been skating. He skated in practice today. He wasn't a full participant, but he was out there. He was moving his legs. John Hines said, you know, good news. Now, he's not in the lineup tonight. He's probably not going to be in the lineup Monday, but he's on the road to recovery. He's taken that first step getting back with the team after skating on his own, and things are looking good on that front. The two question marks that everybody has, because we talk about goal scoring or lack thereof, Joel Eriksson-Ek and Kirill Kaprizov, still out of the lineup, and neither one of them as of today is skating yet. And, you know, Bill Guerin has insisted he expects both of them back and Brodin back before the end of the regular season. Well, we're down to what? I think like 16 games left now, so we're getting close to the end here. You know, granted, it would be fantastic to have them for the playoffs and for a potential playoff run, but you got to get there first. They're close to clinching, but having those guys back sooner rather than later would certainly be a big help for this team.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the standings, because it's one of those where it's turned into a nail biter. And once again, thanks to the injuries, the thing the Wild have been dealing with, and a lot of clubs deal with, frankly, but for the Wild, they're still within sight of the Colorado Avalanche in the division, 4 points back. But really, you're kind of looking at Calgary, the number two wild card at the moment, 8 points behind the Wild, game in hand, and then Vancouver, 8 points behind and a game in hand. The Blues, still alive, but at the moment, they have both played 66 games, and they're 10 points back, and that sets the stage for tonight. The Wild could make it very difficult for the Blues with a win in regulation tonight.
I'm not giving the pregame speech tonight to the team. I'm not trying to pump them up. But you know, you think about what John Hines would say to these guys, and this is clearly one of those opportunities that you have tonight with St. Louis coming to town. You've beat them three times already this season, twice in their building, once in St. Paul. And you know where they are in the standings. This is a chance to put St. Louis in the rearview mirror permanently. You know, yep. you get 2 points tonight, you keep them from getting a point, and St. Louis is not going to catch you. I think you can safely say that. And, you know, the Wild have played about 500 hockey recently, you know, maybe a little worse than that. But what they're playing on, Steve, is the fact that, you know, way back in October, November, early December, this team was something like 18-4-4. I mean, they just had a ridiculously good start before the injuries started to pile up. And the fact that they put all those points in the bank early on means that you're still in pretty good shape now, even though you've dealt with a lot of stuff and some of the scoring has dried up.
Yeah, and Jess, when you look at it, with 16 games to go, 66 games played and 79 points, you get to that 95, 96-point mark, and generally that's been good over the years. I know it's moved a couple of points. You get into the mid-90s points-wise, you're probably going to be in the postseason. And what that means, average about a point a game in the Wild get there.
Yep, and you know, you saw that in the last game against the Rangers. Granted, they lose it in overtime, but they get a point, which is very important. And they said they kind of played a taste of the kind of hockey you're going to have to play in the playoffs. It's low scoring. It's tight checking. Every little mistake is magnified. Every little play you make, there seems to be more riding on it. You know, you're not going to see the Rangers again in this building. You're going to go out and play the Rangers a couple weeks from now in New York. You know, you wouldn't see them again until the Stanley Cup final. But for whatever reason, this turned out to be a great kind of litmus test for, again, that taste of playoff hockey that some of these guys are going to have to get used to again.
Goaltending, let's get an update on that. And over the course of an 82-game season, there will be ups and downs. It's been a strength of this team. How would you assess the goaltending at this point in time?
You know, it's been fantastic lately. And Philip Gustafson noted a week and a half ago or so against Detroit at home, he let in a goal that you can't let in. It was a long shot. He had a clear view of it, and he just missed it. And there's just no margin for error. And he's his biggest critic. He was hard on himself after that one. Since then, he's bounced back. He's going to be the every-night goalie. I mean, I think we all know that, as well as Marc-Andre Fleury has played in what turns out to be his farewell tour. Philip Gustafson is going to be your every-night guy if this team gets into the playoffs. And right now, he's playing fantastic. And that's good to see, because there was a stretch there in January and February where he had a few off nights, and you just can't afford those.
All right, Jess, a couple of thoughts. Golden Gopher men, they get bounced from the Big Ten tournament by Notre Dame. They await, ultimately, the NCAA tournament pairings. They are safely in.
Yeah, they're safely in. I think there's still a good shot they get the number one seed and go to Fargo, which will be, you know, a relatively close-by spot. They were in Fargo for the regional 2 years ago, and Gopher fans showed up by the ton, and that was a really good atmosphere for them. So I think they're still playing on that. Obviously not an ideal situation, not only that you lose 2 out of 3 to Notre Dame last weekend, but now that you have to sit and wait. But one thing I like that Bob Motzko does with this team is when they have bye weeks at this time of year, he gets them out of the dorms, he gets them off campus. They're down in Rochester this weekend. They're practicing there. They're going to visit schools. They're doing scrimmages that are open to the public. They're signing autographs. They're making it feel as much as they can like a game situation this weekend to kind of get them, break up the monotony of being on campus. And I think that's going to be good for this team. And plus, it's a really cool treat for the fans down in southern Minnesota to get out and see the Gophers.
And the Golden Gopher women, Colgate today at Ritter, trying to get to the Frozen Four at Ritter Arena.
Congratulations to Brad Frost. They get a return trip to the Frozen Four. They win 3-2 today. I'm sorry to spoil that if anybody was had it on tape delay or anything, but they beat Colgate 3-2. And by the way, here's your prize for beating Colgate and getting to the Frozen Four in your own building. You get to play Wisconsin for the 6th time this season, and the Gophers are 0-5 versus the Badgers this year. Wisconsin, number one ranked team in the country. So we have to imagine, right, Steve, that the 6th time is a charm? Isn't that the way it goes?
I believe so. 6th time is the charm. they played a great game against the Badgers up at Amsoil in Duluth in the final face-off. But Lindsay and I had talked about it. The Badgers have lost one game all year.
They're a bit of a wagon. That's for sure. They'll be the odds-on favorite when they get here to Minneapolis for the Frozen Four.
Yeah, and great venue once again. Gophers win, beat Colgate today.
Steve, yeah. Ken, just one quick note. I just came from a memorial service, which is always tough. My friend Mike Kennedy, who's from Faribault, he's a Mankato State guy, diehard hockey fan, a good DFL operative for years. I worked with him in the political world. He passed away last month. He was 57 years old, which is way too young. But and you know, a terrible story, but he played hockey with a bunch of friends in St. Paul. He had a heart attack in the parking lot after playing hockey, but he truly died doing what he loved, playing hockey with his friends. So I want to give a big stick salute to my friend Kenner, Mike Kennedy, and we all miss him.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Jess. Always good to visit with you.
All right. Always good to talk hockey, Steve.
All right. There he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. He'll have coverage of the Wild and the Blues from St. Paul tonight. You can follow Jess on social media. And then, of course, read the story online at TwinCities.com and read his work in the Pioneer Press. 4:32, we'll have an update on the weather. Championship Saturday, girls' hoops today over at Williams Arena. Two champions have been crowned. Two more tonight on Channel 45. Our good friend Dave Lee with the call there and all the good folks over at Channel 45 doing a great job. And then the boys' tournament starts Tuesday at Target Center in Williams Arena. We'll have the pairings for you. And the rumors continue to circulate. Aaron Rodgers could be a Viking in 2025. And then, of course, the Twins and the Braves. We have a Grapefruit League game coming up straight up 5 o'clock here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO. We have a lot going on. You already know Wild and Blues. Earlier, Gophers beat Colgate 3-2 in the NCAA playoffs. They will be at home at Ritter Arena in the Women's Frozen Four. But they get to play the number one ranked Badgers, who are now 35-1-2 on the year. Gophers and Badgers in the national semifinals. Gopher men waiting. They're out of the Big Ten tournament, but will be in the NCAA tournament. Timberwolves play Utah Sunday at 6. They are on a serious roll. Quick update on the Timberwolves at the moment. And they have now jumped in the NBA standings into a tie for 6th. Now, Golden State holds the 6th spot at 38-28. Winning percentage 576. Timberwolves are 7, 39-29. Winning percentage 574. Both 16 games out. So, once again, go out for the Timberwolves. Get to the postseason, whether it's a play-in tournament. Ultimate goal, be somewhere in the top 6. And that is certainly doable as we head down the stretch in the NBA. L.A. Lakers, 13.5 back. So the Timberwolves, at the moment, 2.5 games out of 5th. A little bit further to 4th, where the Grizz are and the Rockets. And for the Timberwolves, that's 3.5, but doable. Oklahoma City running away with it. Denver is next. But once again, for the Timberwolves, top 6 would be ideal. They blew out the Magic. No problem. Final 118-111. That game never felt in doubt at Target Center. Once again, Timberwolves and Jazz in Minneapolis tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. And then a back-to-back Monday, Indiana in. Solid Indiana team. And then they get the New Orleans Pelicans, who are having a bad year. The Pelicans in on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then they'll go downriver Friday night and play in New Orleans on Friday night. So actually 2 in a row against the Pelicans at home, Wednesday night and Friday night before they head for Indiana a week from Monday. So my bad. I thought it would be here then there, both games against the Pelicans Wednesday and Friday at Target Center. A couple other headlines before we get into girls and boys hoops. with the state tournament season winding down, and that is Minnesota United FC. And Minnesota United FC playing a tight defensive style, and they get Kansas City, and they will be in Kansas City, and the Loons out of the gate 2-1, Kansas City 0-3, so an opportunity. And it looks like you have to have the MLS season pass. It is not free tonight on Apple TV, if you're wondering about that. All right, let's get over to Williams Arena and the State Girls Basketball Tournament winding down. Two champions have already been crowned in 1A. That was a noon game. West Central beat McRae 58-41 the final. And in the 3A championship game, that went final, what here, about 30 minutes ago, Benilde St. Margaret's beat Marshall 73-57. Two title games to be decided tonight at 6, Providence Academy and Madden Greenway against Crosby Ironton and Torrey Orline. Two of the great players in the state going head-to-head for the 2A title tonight at 6 o'clock. Greenway against Orline. That'll be a great matchup. Two terrific players. I had a chance to see Crosby Ironton in the quarterfinals. I called their game on NSPN.TV to open the tournament. And Torrey Orline's a real deal. Great player. And then in the nightcap, Maple Grove against Hopkins. Future conference opponents. Maple Grove leaving the Northwest Suburban. They'll join the Lake. But Maple Grove and Hopkins tonight for all the marbles in 4A. That is scheduled for an 8 o'clock start there. And there is a tie to CCO in this game tonight, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah?
Mark Cook is the head coach at Maple Grove. That's... His brother, Dan Cook, is a producer here at CCO.
That's right. And I think we have your own streak to uphold, right? Because we had the eventual state champion, Moorhead Spuds, head coach on before they were able to secure their title. And then we had the other Cook on, I think it was last week. And so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And maybe we can put that under the masthead if we go 2-for-2.
Yeah, if we're just kind of like we have the coach on, they're bound to win a title. But yeah, Mark's a good guy, been at the helm for a long time. Should be a couple of great championship games in girls hoop. Some other hardware handed out today. We want to get to that. 1A consolation, Mayor Lutheran, Velda Walker, Hackensack, Akeley, 63-62. That's over at Concordia St. Paul at the Gangelhoff Center. I love that gym. That is a great venue for the consolation tournament every year. Goodhue beats Sleepy Eyes St. Mary's 68-61 for 1A third. And then, of course, in 3A, third place, Alexandria beat Creighton Durham Hall 66-36. And in 2A third place, it was Minnehaha Academy beating Minnewaska 61-42. So you're kind of up to date on what's happening with girls hoop. And then, of course, boys' state tournament pairings are set, and we're going to run down those right now. We will tell you the number one seed in 4A is Creighton-Durham Hall, and Creighton-Durham Hall, down by 13 at the half, roared back to beat Tartan in the section final on Thursday night. I called that game on NSPN.TV, and Tartan played great. They were unbeaten going into the game. They shot the lights out in the first half and led by 13. And there's nothing like section finals, Lindsay. And Joe Mauer Fieldhouse was absolutely packed to the rafters. I don't know how you could have got another human being anywhere in that gym. It was like 90 degrees by halftime in there.
Oh,
it was insane.
You might have to chug some water, and then you have a high potential for the stomach sloshies. Nobody wants to be in that situation, especially in tight quarters. What was the bathroom line like? How many stalls are you working?
Here's the thing. I do the games at Joe Mauer Fieldhouse, Creighton-Durham Hall, and I've done a bunch of their games this year. We're up kind of on a balcony or a walkway. So that's good. Good view of the court. No problem whatsoever. But there's no way to easily get down from there to have access to the restroom. So I got there at 5, 2 hours before, 1 hour before the doors open, to get all the gear set up. Because we had audio and video. It was a stream. And I'm glad I did. Because by the time they opened the doors, it was complete insanity. People scrambling for seating. And then up in this balcony or this walkway area, there was nowhere else for people to see. So that was like 3 or 4 people deep. So I'm sitting there calling the game, and right behind me, it's just packed. I mean, it just, and then of course we're at the top of the building, so it was even hotter up there. I can't imagine what it was like for the players, because there were fans standing around the court. It was really quite a scene. But Creighton won it, and Tartan had a phenomenal year. And here's the lay of the land. By the way, 4A starts Tuesday at Target Center at 10 a.m. Number 1, Creighton Durham Hall. Number 8, Rochester John Marshall. The noon game, number 5, Apple Valley. Number 4, Maple Grove. And then in the 2 o'clock game Tuesday at Target Center, it'll be number 7, Moorhead, against number 2, Wayzata. And then at 4, number 6, Anoka, against number 3, Shakopee. Here's the 3A tournament. We'll just run them down real quick. They'll be over at Williams Arena. Same deal on Tuesday, 10 a.m. Number 8, St. Paul Harding. Number 1, Mankato East. At noon, number 5, De La Salle. Number 4, Orono. The 2 o'clock game, number 7, Duluth Denfeld against number 2, Totino Grace. I've seen the Eagles play this year. They are very good. Number 6, Byron, takes on number 3, Alexandria area. And they have great athletics up at Alexandria area high school. And they'll play in the 4 o'clock game. 2A games at Target Center on Tuesday night at Williams Arena and at Target Center. First of all, at the Barn. At 6, number 8, Pelican Rapids, number 1, Albany. At 8, number 5, Minnehaha Academy, and number 4, Caledonia. And then at 6 at Target Center, number 7, Pequot Lakes, against number 2, Waseca. And in the nightcap, number 6, Montevideo, against number 3, Breck School, to close it out. And then 1A, they'll get their quarterfinal games started, and they're going to split them up between Target Center and Williams Arena, and those pairings have not been put up yet on the league website. They'll set those pairings later today. So, I think you're up to date on girls and boys hoops. Quick break. By the way, Players Championship third round, J.J. Spawn, your leader, at 13 under par. Rory lurks 3 back, third round of the Players at the TPC at Sawgrass in the Jacksonville area of Northeast Florida. When we come back, rumors continue to circulate. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikes? Maybe. We'll get into that in a moment. By the way, Twins and Braves at 5 here on CCO. We've got an evening game in the Grapefruit League. Twins and Braves coming up. And it is Simeon Woods Richardson, who is a really good find for the Twins a year ago. He'll be on the mound once again. 5 o'clock start. Twins and Braves from the Grapefruit League here on News Talk 830 WCCO. One other story, and it continues to circulate. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings. And once upon a time, you had Brett Favre, star, become a legend with Green Bay, go to the New York Jets, went badly, almost led the Vikings to the Super Bowl, and then the throw across the body down in New Orleans. We all know the story. And now you got Aaron Rodgers, same story, becomes a legend, Hall of Famer in Green Bay. The thing in New York works out poorly, to be kind. And now he's looking for a job at the tail end of his career. And could it happen? Looks like the Giants, the Steelers, and maybe the Vikings. And there continues to be a lot of rumors on social media. And anything on social media, please, please, please take with a grain of salt. It all depends on the source. And that That's been true forever. It all depends on the source. But there appears to be some smoke. Now, Lindsay, I don't know how you feel about it. I am a hard no. N-O. N-O on this.
Yeah,
I don't know how you...
I'd rather get my fifth concussion. I'd rather.
I don't
last.
Want that for you.
No,
I don't want that
I
for you.
I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. There's even a little bit of a blip from the general public when he first signed with the Jets, right? Where he's a different man. You know, he's showing up to OTAs, right? And he's doing extra squats. He's still the same guy that when he points, he's got four fingers going right back at him. He's one of the worst examples I've seen of a teammate in all of sports. And if the Minnesota Vikings pick him up, well, I didn't watch him a whole lot this year, but I'm certainly not going to watch him next year. No thank you. No thank you to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and to me, it has nothing to do with the anti-vax or any of those other views. Whatever, you know, it is exactly that. As a teammate, why would you want this guy around based on what we've observed? The word seems toxic. So why would you bring that in? For what?
Right. You want that around your next franchise quarterback that you've anointed? You want that energy? I wouldn't.
No, and here's the thing. Based on what I saw, I'm not sure he can play anymore. Father Time is undefeated. That is a fact. We have the Twins. We have the Braves. Enjoy the ball game. Grapefruit League action coming up next here on CCO.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.